All right, everyone, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Stranger Skies. We are stepping back into another Lovecraftian horror of Adam's creation. I'm Zach, I play Hesna Farwander. We are captained by Torcott, played by John. We have Ben playing Neb.
Heyo!
We have Ryan playing HW.
Howdy.
And we have Mike Pa playing Steely Tom.
Nightmare.
and this universe is governed most cruelly by our GM for this campaign, Adam.
Cruelly?
You're not a benevolent god.
I like to think I'm at least indifferent.
Maybe, except for the fact that everything we do is impossible. You know.
Yeah, indifferent. What happened last session, guys?
Yeah, all right. Somebody want to do a recap?
The group recovered from their mortal battle with the dastardly...
Darkness.
Yes, with the darkness. No, with the aristocratic Hubert and his otherworldly strength. They prevailed from that fight, but were pretty beat up in the process. So everybody was kind of recovering while HW did some stuff. And then everybody decided to leave the mysterious group. Before that, the mysterious group, triumvirate in front of them, that was sitting in front of them, gave the group an offer that they give them the stack of books and the crown, and that they could easily leave the planet, or that they could take their chances with the horde outside. It was more or less implied. They gave...
Because of the implication.
Yes. They gestured. Yes. They gestured outside towards the screening. Neb has a card to get a hold of them. It's got a phone number on it. Carter said that he is going to the safe house, and then he took off, and the rest of the group decided they wanted to just get the fuck off this planet and headed towards the starport. We left off with the group heading towards the starport, and they were about halfway there going through the bazaar when a shadowy figure jumped from over the rooftops and landed next to HW and tried to take the crown from him and told him that my master wants this. I don't know.
Why does it sound like Carter, but like hissy?
My master wants this. Probably because I've been drinking and I have a hard time doing accents. and Carter's is the one accent that I actually have down.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's start this off with, you know what? Everybody except Seeley roll. Cool is unprepared, right?
No, vigilance is unprepared.
Yeah, so everybody except Seeley roll vigilance. Seeley roll cool. So, I gotta roll one more. Does this look right? Because I don't think I cleared the dice pool.
What are you talking about?
I don't think I ever cleared it with the turn order.
No, you did not. Do you want me to jump in as GM and clean it up real quick? I got it. Oh, okay. Whoops. I did it.
You know what? You can do it now. You've committed. You can. So we've got Torcott had two success, one advantage. Seeley had one success, one advantage. No, Neb had three success. Neb
was... I'm taking care of it. Hold on.
Also saying it out loud, Neb had three success, one advantage. Great roll.
Why does that say NPC 4-2? Should be 3-4.
And then Jethro rolled. Maybe this is what Jethro talk like.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh god, you can't do use this. I know. No. He's mine.
Jethro will.
No, I want you to try and do use this.
I could do use this.
Are you sure you cleaned it up? I see 8 PCs.
I'm working on it right now. There's a lot less than there were. There were like fucking 30 of them.
So it should be NPC and then the rest PC.
It is. Just hold on.
That's what I see now. I got it fixed. You did most of it. I
good job, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Goodbye, GM powers. All the power draining from my body.
Yeah, Hez says that as the rest of the group is staring at this shadowy figure, and I will use a dark side point to make that canon. So everybody, yeah, sees Hez do that. That was kind of weird. Actually, I don't know.
And nobody sees Hez doing this.
Everybody hears and sees Hez just like miming like he is losing this power.
Whoa, Hez, what are you doing, dude? You all right?
Never been better.
So we got NPC, PC, 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 HW. What are you doing with the old man?
The old man is not going to fight.
Do you?
HW is going to protect him.
Cool.
He doesn't need a combat.
Okay, that's kind of what I was getting at.
All he's going to do, like every turn, if he can just move. Like
hide.
Yeah, essentially, okay. Move. That's all he needs to do.
I won't bother for that, because otherwise it'll just clog up gameplay. We'll just assume until otherwise that that's what the old man's doing. Cowering in, kind of hiding off in the distance, close enough to the group to be protected, but far enough away to stay out of combat.
That sounds like the old man.
Yes.
Hez is tripping potatoes.
Yeah. Hez, actually, before we get started, Hez, roll. Let me set the discipline check, and I will base this off of how many blips you have divided by two.
Sheet code.
So you have 7, and I'll round down. So 20.
To 20.
Yep. This is going to be 20 purple die.
I don't need your pity.
Okay, 4.
no, it's still. I'm gonna use a light side point, and I'm gonna go ahead and upgrade it myself. Don't worry about it. Discipline
failure with 1 threat. You're pretty sure this guy lands down. You're able to overhear most of what that guy said, and you're pretty sure he said, "My master wants this," and then he's gonna point at you. No, he's gonna be trying to grab the crown. And then you think, you're pretty sure you understand what's going on. This guy wants to give you the crown.
Oh, I mean, well, I suppose it does look pretty good on me.
Yeah, and you think he kind of nods in agreement. And now we'll start combat.
I didn't realize I was your master.
So Jethro is going to HW, let's do a straight strength contest here. What's your brawl?
What's my brawl?
Yeah.
My brawn?
Brawn or brawl? Which one's better?
They're both 3. I wish I could use athletics.
Yeah, we could say athletics.
If he's trying to wrestle the crown out of my hand, yeah, is that what's going on?
We're in a strength contest right now.
If you'll let me roll athletics, I might smile.
Well, that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the, so if you want to use athletics, what is HW's athletics?
3 yellow dice.
Nice. So I will set 3 yellow, and Jethro is going to roll against you.
Get out of here, Jethro.
Oh, dang.
Jethro's...
Jesus! How is his athletics so high?
1 success, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 advantage.
You know what? I feel like I didn't adjust Jethro.
I was like, he's got 5 green and 2 yellow die at this?
Yeah, Jethro, I didn't adjust. Let me roll again. Doesn't matter. He succeeds.
HW succeeds. No. Yay.
Jethro has succeeded multiple times.
Jethro failed. Yay.
Yeah, this, whatever it was that it had, this writhing mass that it had slunk up and grabbed onto the crown, pulls it away from you, HW, and you... Try as you might, you're not able to stop it. And HW, between your bouts of what felt like godly power, it looks like this guy is going to hand it to you, and then he just darts away. Goes to dart away. I guess we're in combat, so he moves...
Can I try to shoot him?
30 feet. He's not on the board. Hang on, let me throw Jethro. Jethro. As he grabs it, he's just going to hold it above his head and go, ah! and then start running away. Okay.
And then I'm going to try and shoot him. I'm going to try and shoot him as he runs, right in the back of the head.
Okay. Dice pool.
You good?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have two dice pools open, do you, Adam?
Dude, don't ruin my stuff. I just got. I even remembered to call a headshot this time. Come on.
Didn't. Oh, he didn't increase the damage for it anyway, so. Or increase the difficulty for that, anyways.
Quiet.
Well, that's fine. I'll just roll.
Well, we can just call that then. 3 success.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
10 whole damage. That's a lot of fucking damage.
10 whole damage. You pop this guy right in the head as they are crazily running away. And it does.
He didn't drop the crown or anything when I popped him in the head? Oh, that sucks.
not with no advantage. 7, quick. 8, 9,
Prophet, 10. Use your whip of Diego. Your pin and slash.
You take a chunk out of his skull and he staggers. It. I wouldn't even call it a stagger. He falters briefly and then just continues dashing away as it looks like his skull starts to heal the hole that you punched in it. Next turn.
Quick, somebody shoot the crown out of his hand.
Where's he at?
He was going to give me that. Why are you going?
And Hez is also going to quick draw and go for a leg shot, but I'll aim.
Real quick, to answer your question, Ryan, it looks like he's running towards the nearest building, and he's got a pretty good...
So that's him, yeah. Right?
There's still time to shoot.
hang on, I'll pull up what he...
Oh, God, he's huge. Oh, God, is that a sheep?
Oh, God, his pants, they're so short.
I shall call him Short Pants.
Lord Short Pants.
Yeah, he's right here. So who's shooting him next? Hez?
Yeah.
Don't shoot his leg, shoot the crown out of his hand.
What is Hez doing? Just shooting at him or trying to actually call the shot?
The shot, his hand holding the crown.
Yes. That makes it...
But I'm also...
Go ahead. I just don't remember what... That makes it 3, right?
No, it adds 2 setback. I'm going to use a light side upgrade, and I'm gonna aim with my maneuver, so that's 1. Actually, I'm gonna spin a strain and aim twice.
Nice.
Okay.
Double aim.
I'm gonna make sure I don't have any skills for this. Double aim. Double poisoned!
Double poisoned.
Okay, and I'll fire with my QT.
Oh, got it. 2
success and an advantage for a called shot to the crown hand. I think he may drop it.
Okay.
I don't know, Chuck. Just what do you think? Back to you.
Okay. Hez is talking to it then? Talking to Chuck then?
Oh, yeah, and he's got his wrench out now.
Yeah.
Well, Hez, I think you got it.
Yeah,
I did.
That's fine. Yeah, the figure running away has, like, believe it or not, it was able to, he picked it, actually, it shot the guy's hand and blew his hand clean off. It looked like it hit the crown, too, but the crown just kind of falls to the ground, and...
Oh, damn, Hez, that was crazy!
Somebody grab the crown!
HW's gonna go.
Okay.
HW's gonna go and grab the crown off the ground.
Okay. Yeah, that happens.
And he's gonna put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's happening. This is what you've
this
done.
This is what I've done. HW. All right. Roll discipline.
Well, I'll ask you to put the upgrade in for me.
Go for it.
We're good?
I mean, that's good. What's going through HW's mind as he puts the crown on?
3 success, 2 advantage.
HW, in his mind, when this guy showed up to take it, that was a sign from Diego that he needed to put the crown on to ascend.
My liege!
So that'll be your 2 threat, then. You believe yourself to have ascended because you feel HW could already sense things around him.
Now he is things around him.
I mean, that's probably kind of how it feels, is you're just acutely aware of everything around you at this point. Like, it's almost, like, it's definitely not nighttime out anymore. Everything's kind of just, like, clear as day.
Like 7 a.m., 8 a.m.?
You hear birds chirping, like, whisper, like, kind of like, not whispering, but, like, singing a really cheerful song in the background.
Okay.
And you can see very clearly everybody around you being eaten and the, like, just, like, shooting and fighting for their lives. Like, it's just carnage around you. And you look right next to you, and there is this... You can see the auras to everything around there, too. And it's not like kind of like this faint outline like it was before when you were sensing people. It's very clear as day, like, oh, this person's green. Red, 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 green, orange. Oh, that guy's yellow. That sort of thing. And this thing in front of you is... Actually, most of them are yellow. Most of the things that are moving around you right now are yellow at this point. And this thing in front of you is a... It's a human. It was human. It is... this is very clearly to you a... you're like, oh, look at that vampire there. What is this guy doing? As it's... You can see that its hair is alive and moving... I would say of its own accord, but it's not. It's moving of its master's accord.
Does Hez look like a true paladin now?
It would depend. What
with Chuck?
I'll give you one bite at this. What all in this moment does HW look at?
HW, as he puts the crown on, looks back at the people that he came with, which would be like whoever he can see from the group. Other than the old man, because the old man's here.
So you see Seeley, and what you see is this thing that's kind of like a vampire, but not a vampire.
Okay.
It is like this thing in this in-between state, but not even quite that. Like something went wrong. You almost feel bad about it. You see Hez, and you see this swirling mass of yellow and orange. Or what color would Hez be, Zach, if Hez had a color?
Probably like that, yeah. Probably, I was going to say like something that was, that'd probably be closer to yellow.
Yeah.
There's probably some orange in there for sure. He was orange before, I believe. Yeah. But I think it's like, you know, Saturn, you can see colors come through sometimes, like the storm and all that stuff. So it's like yellow, but you see orange like coming at, like pushing to the surface, swirling around.
Yeah, I like that. That's nice. I'll give you a dark side.
Neb was green.
That's a good description. You see Torque, and there is like this red aura, like superimposed. It's actually just like this superimposed figure behind him that looks like it's looking back at you in a very disapproving manner. Like, almost like it is disgusted by your existence. You don't know why.
Yes.
That's really strange. Like, yes. Why would Torcott hate you? But, like, so that's what HW thinks. But there's also, like, this secondary presence behind you where it's just like, the fuck's that guy's problem? Or no. No. The secondary, that...
No, it's got to be your bull.
The secondary voice behind you. Like, these are all thoughts that you're thinking. You think you're thinking, but it's more like a secondary voice behind you that's thinking it. When it sees Torque's aura, it's kind of just kind of like this. I think, when it sees Neb, it looks at him, or when you look at him, you just think, mortal. That's all okay. You get. Oh, you get one more thing.
Ooh.
No, you don't.
Bonus! No.
I was going to add something for Hez, but I think it's a pretty good description.
Am I allowed to take strain to move again?
If you haven't taken two maneuvers. How many?
Because he picked up and put on something.
That's fair. I guess you could call donning and doffing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
You're right there.
That's fine. HW can totally withstand one hit. He'll be fine. Diego will protect him.
Yay. So will plot armor.
Okay. Another PC turn.
When I hit that vampire with my stick.
Nice. Regular stick? Berserker stick?
Oh, my lance.
Are you berserking?
No, I can't.
Okay.
Too many battles and too much sequence of your god monsters.
Yeah. All right, go for it. I got the dice pool. Torka, you jump up to engage this thing, but with a failure and two advantage, you are unable to land a hit on it. This thing looks like it's used to fighting it and just kind of leans out of the way it saw you coming and it just leaned out of the way from your swipe. Two advantage though, what do you want to do with that?
Regain strain.
Okay.
Yes.
That's two strain per, right?
I thought it was two advantage for one strain.
Nope, it's 1-to-1.
Okay.
I was going to see what you said first. It's 1-to-1.
It's 1-to-1, John.
Each advantage is a strain regained, recovered.
So then we have Neb. What are you going to do?
Oh, when I step up to swing,
yes.
Does that put me in front of HW, like in between him and...
Yeah, sure.
Nobody's in between me and this thing, right?
We can say you have a clear line of shot, yeah.
All right, I'm going to try and use my pew-pew again. Shoot this thing.
Go for it. Dice pool set.
Okay, sorry, I gotta pull my sheet back up. And here we go.
Nice. So two success. One in. Yeah, yeah.
Has still holding Chuck looks at his wrench and is like, I made that for him.
I feel like Chuck was probably there for it.
Well, I mean, he was too big to help with that particular task, but he was probably there.
Yeah. Let me see. Another pot shot, or you take a pot shot at his chest. In this person's general, and it hits him in the chest. Doesn't really seem to faze him, though.
Okay.
Back at the top of the order. The HW, that vampire in front of you is glaring at you.
Yeah!
He's looking between you, Torkot, who's standing between you two, and the rest of the group. I'm going to move this down a little bit so we can better see what we're doing.
Scurry about.
I think that better represents. And so it's going to look between you and the rest of the group. And then it's going to realize that you see like this frustrated look on its face as it, like, HW, you in general, you're able to read almost every emotion and every thought that runs through this thing's head, where it's just like that voice in the back of your head is telling you, like, damn this thing. I don't know how do I get the crown? Master will be so disappointed. I know. And then as it says, I know, like this is all being just like extrapolated in your head in the moment. It throws back its head and lets out this like otherworldly scream that is quickly responded by a bunch of other screams. And then, all of those things that were eating people or trying to break into the houses near you turn around and, like, stop, stand up straight, and then look at the group. I'll roll a d4. It was one.
One.
So one stops and looks at you guys.
Stand aside, knave. Do you not see the king approach?
You say that as one of these things just starts running towards you. Has
Hey-ho! And he starts galloping on, like he's like the wrench is the head of his horse. Right? It's a monkey wrench, and he is like got his blaster in his other hand.
I'll let you roll discipline again, and I'll upgrade it because you're being you can roll discipline whatever.
Sorry.
I was like.
Two success, two
just
threat.
As you go to like ride into battle on your noble steed, you're like, wait, what was I doing? And you snap to as you are just getting into almost full charge towards this desiccated corpse in front of you. I say desiccated. It's not desiccated anymore. This thing, whatever it was once. It looks like it was a living person at one point, but now. Is missing a chunk out of its torso that looks like it's been gnawed on and has these really dangerous looking claws in front of you. You're also like horsey riding your wrench?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's different. Mm-hmm. Where'd your horse go? That's what you're thinking.
That's righteous. What? So much heavier. Why am I... Oh, my... Slings it back over his shoulder.
NPC turn. So he did that. I'm going to throw down one. Let me roll for that thing. There's a corpse right in front of Hez. NPC turn.
Well, since Hez is in danger, he still has his blaster in his other hand, and he's going to take a shot at this thing before he runs away. What foul quarry is this?
Go for it.
Three success and an advantage.
And then as soon as Hez does that, Ned wants to run up and hit him or punch him with his shock serrated gloves.
Damn. Yeah, now I'm running back while he's running in. We're doing a fade.
I'm just tallying your damage. So you did 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay.
Oh, wait. Also, hold on. It actually is 10 because with my set trigger, I add one success and one advantage to the first combat check of the encounter.
Nice. Yeah, so you actually end up in 10, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just about dropped this. What does it look like? So this thing doesn't have much health left to it. So I'm just trying to paint a picture here.
So it's a zombie, right? Okay, so I probably hit it in its dominant-looking hip. And it just blows the hip out. So, but he's still like standing, but now he's like kind of leaning over, which that one advantage gives Neb if he's coming in next to punch it a boost die, because now this thing is like it's hard to like keep itself together or whatever.
So I said zombie, but have you guys ever seen the show, The Strain?
No.
Oh man, you should check it out.
Sounds like a weird movie.
It's a show. It's actually like a cross between zombies and vampires.
Yeah,
so they're like this boy, John.
So either way, maybe then I just hit it, I shatter its hip or something. Either way, I hit it in the hip, and it's kind of like staggered, or not staggered, but you know, it's like impaired. It's, if you said it's almost dead, it probably got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'll pass that one advantage as a boost to the next person who attacks.
You've dealt some pretty catastrophic damage to the body. It just isn't.
I'm not a cat, I'm a fox.
The body isn't destroyed yet.
Well, Neb wants to come in and do that. He wants to run in, jump in the air, and punch it with its shot glaives with the serrated edges right on his back, right at the shoulders, right at the top of his back. Just come down and punch right on it.
Yeah, you hit him. But as you go to hit it, it wasn't quite the lethal blow that you were hoping. You, like, as you punch it, it feels like what you were expecting was based. Yeah, it's just as what you were expecting was to hit was flesh. It just feels like you're punching stone. And it just kind of, what probably would have been a lethal blow for any regular thing was just barely not.
Dude, what about that 3 stun damage? So it's got stun 3. Well, I guess that has to be activated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, that would have done it.
Womp womp.
But okay, who's next? Another PC is up. Unless you guys want to let the NPCs go again. They're ready to go.
I'm going to swing my stick at him again.
Which? The guy in front of you?
Yeah, I would hope that those two could handle the zombie.
Yes.
It's so icky.
They do smell bad.
I think this town smells bad.
Nice.
Yay!
Damn. 3 success, 2 advantage on a brawl check.
What's your weapon? You roll brawl instead of your weapon.
It's 7 damage.
So 10. Oof.
What does it look like when Torque takes a swing at this thing in front of you? This guy in front of you?
I mean, just swung his stick at him.
Okay. Yeah. Thing is still just standing in front of you. It felt like you were hitting a statue. But you know you did some damage to it, purely because it's bleeding in front of you. Although what it's bleeding, you're not quite sure at this point.
Are Neb's gloves?
More importantly, I regained 2 strength with you.
Nice. Are they enchanted? Also, he didn't get his blue die on that roll either. I know we're way past it, but we could put it on the next person's roll or whatever. But.
Or he could roll it right now.
Okay.
Where would it say if it was enchanted? It just says that the serrated edges have.
Well, I can't remember. I can't. I can't wait. Did you add the? What does it have for serrated edge? It has pierce, doesn't it?
No, or just something? Vicious one.
Vicious one. Okay. I don't know. We'll move on.
Okay.
Sorry.
HW, your turn.
You're fine.
It's my turn.
I don't know. I think we should roll a blue die for Torque to see if he gets another strain back.
Yeah, sure.
Did Seal also?
I could roll another blue die.
Pi, did you go already?
We need to turn your stick into an actual weapon, dude.
It's a weapon. It shoots bullets. It shorts. I'm sorry. It shoots. Okay. Who's going next?
Would Seely go, or do you want HW to interact?
Seely charges this guy. She bites him.
I think I still have it set. Hang on.
This head explodes.
Ride my fury.
Seriously though, Hez is going crazy. I have to do this. I'm not trying to be annoying.
Actually, this is something is I have right to now. He passed his discipline check.
Well, sane is a relative term,
yeah,
also.
Right? Like, what is reality?
Like he may not be seeing the things that he was seeing, but he's still probably in his own little world.
Right.
Yeah, I also got two threats on that as well, you know?
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, like you said, reality is a relative term. Seely, you charge this guy, and yeah, you totally just like he's not moving, and you just bite into him. For each success, you do 4 or 5. Where's Jethro? Jethro looks pretty beat up at this point, and you are able to absorb some vitality from them, so you can heal one wound, one strain. You have one threat. Yeah, you can recover either one wound or one strain. You can't recover both.
Okay.
HW, now it's your
turn. Okay.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're seeing the world in a whole new light right now. What are you doing?
He's not happy at this guy that tried to take his crown.
I imagine so. I mean, I feel like they're probably beneath you. That's what that voice is saying.
Yes. Yes. HW fully buys into that. He's like, this is ridiculous. And he is going to look at the two guys and see how they look. He's trying to assess if he should attack or if he should flee.
That isn't. No, I can just give that to you. The vampire in front of you looks. I don't know how to describe this in words that it. You could probably take this thing, is what you feel. Is what the okay, so that's what the voice in the back of your head is saying. You could probably take this thing. What you feel, extrapolating from what the voice is telling you and what you are actually able to perceive with your mind, is that this thing is dangerous, but it you feel like you've got the upper hand on it. The other thing, like that's what you feel about the vampire. The other, like, you look at the other thing that HW and Neb are engaging, and you just feel, like, disgust looking at it. Like, this thing is pitiful.
All right. It's HW has made his decision. Okay. He's going to run in on this guy. I'm going to take 2 strain as I take out my pickaxe.
Okay.
And I want to slam the pickaxe into his knee, like behind his knee, and try to pin him down.
Okay, go for it.
Oh god, this is terrifying. I'm using a light side. I want to upgrade it.
Okay, go for it. Yeah. Three success, 3 threat. What were you doing again?
He's swinging to, like, hit him behind the knee and try to take him down. Like, essentially, like, either pin him down or, like, set him up to be, like, prone. Or, like, on one knee, essentially.
Oh, yeah, you totally skewer through his knee with that pickaxe. That's what your 3 success is. So that is 5, 6, 7, 8. Was this pickaxe inscribed? I don't remember.
I would imagine it was.
I was thinking. So
that might have been a session I was gone, but I think you guys were nice enough to be like, well, of course we inscribed his stuff. HW wouldn't go without.
That damage doesn't... It looks fairly significant. Yes, that's what it is. It's the rune notch. But you swung so hard, You swung so hard that it actually like embedded itself into the pavement below you, and with that three threat, it's stuck. You're gonna actually have to do a check to.
So, but it went through his knee, so he.
Oh yeah, he's pinned. You did what you wanted it to do.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it's now stuck there until you.
He's gonna. I want to say he's going to look at this vampire. And in this vampire's head, what he hears is, you will all bow before Diego.
With that, we'll say, and the thing, its eyes go wide. Like, it's surprised that you just did that. And then it's going to narrow and give you another toothy grin and go, that's what you think. As you hear another roar. And this time, I'm totally fine with this. Where is Willem? A giant hulking mass comes barreling out from over the bridge. You can actually hear it off in the distance. It's this loud as this thing comes barreling out from out towards the asylum.
It's the juggernaut.
It is the juggernaut. You guys definitely know who this is. No, you don't. But this giant thing comes barreling out, and I'll give you another dark side point because we're coming close to the end, and I need to railroad you a little bit. I'm not railroading. I just gotta get these guys involved. Basically, all the assets I have are being thrown at you at this point.
Because we're so awesome.
Yeah, pretty much. And it is going to tackle HW. Let
me pull. It's going to attempt to tackle me. Thank you.
Yes, you're right. It's going to attempt it. I gotta find his stat sheet.
I love that skit so much. You don't know who the fuck I am, Charles.
The juggernaut. I beat you with Charles. Wow, I didn't sit. Okay, how did I not sit? You're in my head, Charles. Oh my god, an HW is a telepath.
Get out of my with head, a Charles. With a fucking crown on.
Yeah, oh my god.
A Cerebro.
What was that thing that Jabba had? Oh, okay.
The Rancor?
Yep.
God, you're giving it Rancor stats?
You said it, so now it, like, is real.
Yeah, that's what it was doing. So we'll do... that's fair. We'll do... you want to do Brawl or Athletics?
Is he dodging?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to stand my ground, is that what you're saying?
I guess you can try to dodge.
No, my agility's garbage. I think with the voice that he's been hearing, I would assume that he thinks he can stand his ground. So he's going to use his athletics to try to essentially like grab him and move him as he's coming in, like kind of like shuffle him off, like deflect.
Okay, so I'm going to set the difficulty.
He gets a boost, though, because this is a stand your ground law town.
Yeah, right? Clearly, this is the situation. So I will say... You tell me how you feel about it, but we could narratively say that the triumph and despair cancel each other out.
Yeah, I would be good with that. I would assume that it would be that he just essentially tackles me.
Yeah, he basically bowls you over.
Okay.
With your failure and one threat, you have the crown knocked out off of you.
With
he doesn't grab
with
it
with one threat.
It just spills in.
Wow.
But that was that was what the check was. With the despair, like basically narratively, you got knocked over.
Yeah, I got knocked over and the crown fell off of my head.
Yeah, he didn't get it. So it's just like right next to you. It's been knocked off. And everybody can hear this ting, ting, ting as it bounces around on the page.
And with that, we will call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim Stranger Skies. Hope you've all enjoyed the show. If you have, please give us a like, rating, review, or whatnot. It helps the show get to more people. We also want to say thanks to Steph Makepeace. She does the music for the show. You can check her SoundCloud out at Makepeace. She's got the whole, like, Totor discography over there. Pretty neat. You can find us on the web, talesoftheouterrim.com. We also have a link on the site still for the Child's Play charity. If you want to affect our show, you could donate for Destiny. We have a new tier, actually, now. If you do $5, I think it lets us re-roll a roll or something like that. I'll have to look it up, but it's on the link. So if you want to see what it is, check it out.
One of those gives this guy more dark.
And with that, we will see you guys later. Have a good night. May the force be with you.
Diego.
Diego.
It's going to be great, like, years in the future where we're running our own religion.